The next patient is Juana Villanueva. The last name is Vilek and Victor. I-L-L-A-N-U-E. Vilek and Victor A. Juana. Number one. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old Hispanic female that was admitted to the hospital at the end of October of the year 2022. Period. The reason for the admission was related to slurred speech and weakness in the left side of the body. The patient had a very comprehensive neurology evaluation. The patient had MRI that was negative, MRA that were also negative, and she has CTAs of the Willis circle and carotids, and the conclusion was that there was no evidence of critical lesions, and the patient was given symptomatic therapy. During the hospital stay, the patient recovered progressively and went back to normal. Number two. The patient is following the practice because of a CKD stage 3B. She continues to have a creatinine of 1.3, a BUN that is 28, and the estimated GFR is 40 mL per minute. This was done in November 29 of the year 2020. In the laboratory workup, the patient had a trace of protein. The macroalbumin creatinine ratio was 222. And the protein creatinine ratio was around 400 milligrams in 24 hours. There was no activity of the urinary sediment. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is with under control with a blood pressure of 135 over 57. The patient is advised to continue taking the medications as prescribed. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus with the hemoglobin A1C of 6.2, very well controlled. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease. She has six stents, but she has been asymptomatic from the coronary point of view. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient has been emphasized the need to take the medication as ordered. She is supposed to take pravastatin 40 milligrams every day, period. Following number, the patient is also on Jardiance because of the presence of the proteinuria. We are going to reevaluate the case. In 4 months with laboratory workup, the patient was advised to follow a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the referral, 15 minutes with the patient, and 5 minutes in the documentation.